thing.
The 3 weeks, the 9 days, were one of the perennial topics, one of the perennial foci, is obviously the Aveira of Sinas Chinam, which the Chafetz Chaim Kayodua writes that since that was identified by Chazal as the main cause of Chorban, it's something which clearly has to be reversed and rectified before the Geula can come. So clearly one of the centers of our attention has to be how to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Avamas Yisrael, which is clearly the antithesis and the tikkun for Sinas Chinam. Now, the truth be told, some mitzvahs are relatively easy to be Mekayim. There's a mitzvah to eat the matzah at the Seder. Okay, there's a little bit of information that I need to get. I need to know who's Hashkocha on Shmor Matzah is reliable and to buy, and then I need to know how big a kazayis is, or whether I have to eat two kazayis. There's a little bit of information I have to have, how to do Haseba. But once I'm adequately informed, the mitzvah itself is pretty straightforward. It's not especially taxing or challenging. I don't really have to remake myself in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And most mitzvahs are like that because they're mitzvahs ma'asiyos, mitzvahs which consist of actions. Whenever the mitzvah has an inner component, the Ramban in discussing mitzvahs avos Yisrael says it's not only a question of behavior, but it's also a question of feeling, and there is supposed to be a feeling of avos Yisrael. So then already it's not so simple anymore. It's easy enough for someone to tell me, listen, for someone to give a musa shmuz, and for me to hear there's a mitzvah that you have to love, every Jew, mitzvah of avos Yisrael. But what happens when I find myself, I look in the mirror, I know that that's not my reaction. I know that I see some people and their habits and their mannerisms and maybe their personalities annoy me. And you know, bekoshi, I'm courteous to them. And if I'm going to be honest with myself, I don't really find myself feeling any natural capacity for the Ava. And other people, their shittas in life, their hashkafas in life, and their actions which flow from those hashkafas seem to me to be so crazy that it doesn't really generate or is especially conducive to feelings of ahava either. So halacha l'maisa, how does one go about, again, so we're all resolved and we're all determined that that's certainly part of the avoda of these weeks, of these days, is to make progress in that area. But l'maisa, how do you do it? So this is obviously a topic which to discuss comprehensively is more than a 10, 15 minute schmooze. So just two or three perspectives. First one, there is a passage in Maseches Derech Eretz, which is much quoted, not my discovery, much quoted. Maseches Derech Eretz has a fascinating insight. It actually directly addresses our question. It says, what happens if a person wants someone else to become beloved to him? He wants to learn to grow to love someone else. Shechaveru yis'ahev olav. That my friend should become beloved to me, that I should love my friend. So what do you do? So if I were answering the question, I would say, well, tell the friend all the gifts you'd like to receive, and tell the friend all the favors and all the help that you would like done, and have him do it for you, and that will generate some goodwill. Maseches Derech Eretz gives the exact opposite answer. Maseches Derech Eretz says that if you want to grow, to love your friend, so you should do for him. You should go out of your way to do things for him. You should do chesed for him. You should be mosa nefesh for him. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria that the more a person is mosa nefesh for another person, the more one comes to love that other person. One area in which you see this, you can ask your parents. Whatever sort of natural, instinctive love parents have, even for a newborn baby, when the baby is literally seconds old, so that love grows, and it grows the more the parents invest, and the more the parents are mosa nefesh for the child, the greater their love for that child becomes. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our psychology. That's the way human psychology works. That's what the Masechus Derech Eretz gives one answer, one approach to our question. If there's someone who irritates me, if there's someone who annoys me, so I should do my best to do chesed for him, to do for him, to be mosa nefesh for him, and that will help instill within me a love for that person. One approach, behavioral approach. From the other end, let's take the following mushroom. Imagine you come into the bank, and there's a very very long line, very long line. Christ, it's the first of the month, or whatever days in which the lines are especially long in the bank. There's like 25 people standing in line, and there's only two tellers. One of them is a new teller who's being trained. It's excruciatingly slow. It's a long, long wait. Everyone comes in. Okay, they take their place in line. What are you going to do? Even though everyone's in a rush and everyone has things to do and doesn't really want to be there, what are you going to do? You have to wait in line. One person comes in, he cuts the entire line, goes straight up to the teller's window, transacts whatever business, or begins to transact whatever business he wants to transact, without waiting in line, cuts the line. So there's a tzo'aka gedola, asher kamo lo niyasa. People, there's such an outcry. People are so upset, and people are yelling, and they're screaming, and who do you think you are, and what are you doing? There's a line here, wait in line. And the anger and even sinna is so thick, it's as if you can cut it with a knife. Of all the people standing in line, there's one person standing there, very calm, he's not saying a word. Very calm, he doesn't, not saying anything. So they ask him, how is it that you're not outraged? You're not angry at this? We're all waiting in line an hour, 2 hours, and this guy cuts the line. So he says, well, I'll tell you the truth, he says. He says, I'm not a citizen of this country. Not only that, I don't even have any legal status. I'm an illegal alien. So while I definitely think that what this guy did was wrong, I don't feel like I have the source, like I have the right, like I have the standing to be makbid. And because of that, I disapprove of what he did. But I can't feel the anger because I don't think that I have any right to feel that anger. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is, if we would all realize ki li kol ha'aretz, ki geirim v'soshavim atem imodi, Kodesh Baruch Hu's the Baal HaBos, we all live on, we feed off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim. We live because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed and rachamim. So would we really, if we maintain that awareness, would we be, that awareness, again, basically of anova, that feeling of anova, so that would push us very, very far from being makpid, from the type of kpedus, of anger and annoyance, again, which are the antithesis of Avos Yisrael. And the more we would distance ourselves from those types of kvedus, the more open we would be, and the more naturally we would find our hearts filling with love. It's a fascinating thing that the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that when Hillel died, so they said about Hillel, Hey Onan, Hey Chassid. That was when they tried to identify what his quintessential traits were. So they said that Hillel was an onuf. It's a gewaldige honor. Right? This is the same Hillel, right, that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, the famous story, how you couldn't anger him. You couldn't anger him. You could drain a cup with the most ridiculous questions at the most inconvenient times on Erev Shabbos when he's trying to go to the Beis HaMelechus to prepare himself for Shabbos, and you're asking, why do these people have this shape heads and this shape eyes? And nothing could cause Hillel to get upset. And the Avos Yisrael just flowed. And in fact, the Gemara Shabbos there, Mineu Vei, poses this as a contrast. The Gemara says, La'olam Yehei Odom, Anvason Ki Hillel, Va'al Yehei Kaptam. A person should have the Midah, should cultivate that Midah V'anava, and the opposite of that is, and he won't be a captain. So if, again in the Moshul, if we felt more like the person in the bank, who am I to be makbir about others? I'm not so perfect, I'm not so wonderful, I'm not so great. That, again, sense of anova, if we would work on that, so that has tremendous, tremendous implications for being able to come to Avos Yisrael. One last perspective, one last approach, perhaps to try to help us develop the sense of Avos Yisrael. This too with a mashal. Let's say you have someone, a baby is born to a couple. Okay, so like all babies, Baruch Hashem, he's very cute and very sweet, and you see there's a certain tara that you see whenever you look at children. Unfortunately, as he grows up, he goes off the derech. He's yotzei l'tara b'sro'a. He becomes a criminal. He gets involved with drugs. He's been jailed a few times. Most people, when they see him and they know what he's involved with, and they know what his lifestyle is, they're repulsed. They're filled with revulsion. His parents, frustrated and angered though they may be by what he does, they still love him and they still have compassion. So how are they able to maintain that love and compassion? The parental instinct notwithstanding, but how does it happen? It happens for the following reason. Because the parents see in front of them not only the image of this criminal, of this hardened criminal, but they remember when this criminal was this little, young, innocent boy. And they have that image before their eyes also. And they therefore know that yes, he's gotten involved with some terrible things, but deep down, that same neshama tahora, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused within him, that same neshama is still there. So the parents, because they not only have, again, the contemporary image in front of them, but they have this image of what's inside. So that allows them, again, they still will disapprove of things, but they still have this love for their child. The nimshal, even when we encounter people who not only may be annoying to us, but let's say more than that, people who do things which are wrong and which are offensive. So the challenge is to know that beneath that, the neshama tahora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan banu, that he infused such a neshama in each and every Jew also. And each and every Jew, again, whatever may be true on the surface, and whatever may be objectionable on the surface, but simultaneously that hasn't displaced, again, that neshama and that capacity for tahara that a Jew has. And if we could, the same way, when we do something wrong, so we recognize, okay, I messed up, but that's not the real me. We don't give up on ourselves, and we shouldn't give up on ourselves. So we have to be able to view others as well. And that's, again, another thing to work on. When we look at other people, again, not only to see what's on the surface that's disturbing to us, that bothers us, but to always try to remind ourselves to look at what's beneath the surface as well.